Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We are just thrilled to have Booker T. Jones joining us here at WCBE live from Studio A this afternoon. Welcome, Booker T., to WCBE.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Maggie. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we're all very excited to meet you. And, well, he's going to be on his vocal instrument today, joined by Vernon Black on guitar and tonight, of course, on the organ. We're so excited. Booker T. kicking off the Rhythm on the River series tonight. Things start at 6:30. Music starts at 7:30 with Phil Clark and the Soul and then Booker T. Jones and his band on at 9 o'clock. And we're going to hear a few songs today and hear the stories behind them and where it all started as a child with Booker T. And we'll talk about this brand new album coming out on June 25th called Sound the Alarm. But first, what's this track you're going to start us off with this afternoon?
Well, this is a song that I wrote. It's actually on the previous album that I did called The Road from Memphis. And it's a little biographical that my mind was wandering back to times when I was a boy in Memphis down on Beale Street and trying to make a few bucks to pay for piano lessons and trying to get along there in Memphis. It's called Down in Memphis.
All right. Booker T. Jones live from Studio A.
I got my guitar player here with me this morning, Vernon Ice Black, from the Bay Area. Great, great guitar player. Doing it in the heat, learning how to walk the beat, laying it down again, taking it on the chin, heading for the darkest club down on Beale Street. Playing that funky music, drinking that funky gin. Gotta be a pistol, gotta be a gun. I gotta be one strange phenomenon down in Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. Gotta see a new woman over in Klondike. 10 minutes on a Thunderbird, running on a turnpike. Gotta pay union dues, make me wanna sing the blues. I can't be a winner now, cause I'm born to lose. Down in Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee, down in Memphis, 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 Tennessee. I gotta shine shoes down on 4th and Walker, out on Peggy's patio for some sweet. Can't be a winner now, cause I'm born to lose. Down in Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. I try to find love out in Dixie Homes. Look at your TV, and Bones, Nat D. Williams, it's giving you a D minus. The man won't hear no plea, the man won't play no key. Yeah, down in Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee,
Amazing. I've got goosebumps. It's Booker T. Jones joining us live from Studio A down in Memphis. That's from the Grammy Award-winning album, The Road from Memphis, and the follow-up to Potato Hole, also a Grammy Award-winning album that you did with the Drive-By Truckers. Neil Young featured on there. You've worked with so many amazing musicians, but so many people so blessed to have worked with you. I guess let's start off from the beginning and developing an interest in music as a young boy. I know your mom was a big part of that.
Yeah. I must have heard music when I was in the womb, because by the time I was aware of it, she was playing Debussy and Liszt on the piano, on an old piano that my grandmother owned. And then as I grew, I wanted to reach the piano keys too, so I can remember standing on my tippy toes trying to reach the keys with my two fingers, and the joy I felt being able to make a couple of sounds with the fingers on the piano.
And your dad, a math teacher, when you were growing up, and so you had access to the bands and the instruments when you were at school.
I did. I had my dad was treasurer at the church, so I had the key to the church, and there was a big pipe organ there that I had access to. At junior high school, I got into the band playing oboe and became the assistant band director. Once again, had the key to the band room, so I would go in and learn, teach myself trombone, baritone horn, saxophone.
So that, and your dad bought you a clarinet. Was that your first instrument?
He did. He bought a clarinet for me. It was a big sacrifice. It was my first real music instrument that I owned.
Wow. And, okay, and then you had a paper route early on, which, you know, you saved some money. And and then was it that you bought your own piano lessons or organ lessons?
Yes, I paid for my piano lessons with the paper route, and eventually paid for the expensive organ lessons, which were twice as much as the piano lessons.
Okay. And you got paid pretty well back then as a teenager doing session musician. Was that at Stax already, or frat parties, I think I read somewhere or heard you say somewhere?
I got an offer to play for a tea after church, and there was $3 or $4 that they paid me for about an hour's worth of piano music. And then I got an offer to play out at Memphis State University for a fraternity party, and that was $5 or $6. Well, my dad was making maybe $350, maybe $400 a month. So the money that I was making was substantial.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a huge amount back then growing
up. Yeah, 1959, 1960.
And you were how old at that, in the high school?
I was 13.
Okay. And 13. Then when did you start over at Stax? And what led you there, the record store?
Just soon after that. Soon after that, I was hanging out at the Satellite record store, which was the lobby of the theater, and just listening to records. And I got my friend came to get me in a class one morning, said they needed a baritone sax player over there for a Rufus Thomas session. And I went down to the band room, grabbed the baritone sax, and went in and played on Rufus's song, Calls I Love You.
Wow.
That became a regional hit, and I told them I could play piano, and then they hired me as the staff session player after school.
And still, in high school, getting paid big bucks.
10th grade. It was good. It was, it was $7, and if the song got on a record, then it became $15.
Huge. And you were on many of those.
A lot.
Did you not get the credits for a lot of those records, Stax records, or were you credited, given the certain...
Maggie,
am I allowed
to
ask
that? They wrote about two or three words on the record back then. There was the label, the artist, and that was about it. No, the musicians didn't get any credit.
Oh, but you were on, hundreds.
Now I'm getting credit, though.
Well, yeah.
People want to know.
Yeah, exactly. And the new CD, Sound the Alarm. Why? Because you're so on fire?
Maggie, I am on fire.
I know.
Sound the alarm right here in this building right now, because I might set you guys off.
Well, wait to see him on fire tonight.
I'm hot.
You are hot.
I am. I'm fortunate. I've been in the business all this time. I'm just beginning to figure out what it's all about. I'm beginning to have a lot of fun and figuring out what I'm doing, and I have a new album, and I'm hot. It's called Sound the Alarm.
Oh, and you can see him playing the organ tonight. It is going to be hot. It's a beautiful day out there. Again, music starts at 7:30 tonight, but refreshments and all that good stuff at 6:30. Get there early to get a good spot. Phil Clark and the Soul open up, and then Booker T. Jones and his band. We're so excited that he's here today, and we'll ask about Sound the Alarm after this next song. Tell us a little history behind the one that you're going to perform next.
This is a song that we had a drummer, Al Jackson Jr., and he would moonlight. He was just a great drummer. He would play with us until about 11 o'clock at night. Then he would go around the corner and play with some guys, Willie Mitchell and Al Green, over at a company called High Records. And a friend of mine wrote this song. His name is Teenie Hodges. He wrote it for Al Green, and it's called Take Me to the River. I don't know why I love you like I do. Out of all the things you put me through, use all my money, my cigarettes. I haven't seen high the pair of you yet. I want to know, will you tell me? I love to stay, yeah, yeah. Won't you take me to the river? Wash me down. Take me to the river. Put my feet on the ground. So bad, out of all the things that we could have had, love is a notion I can't forget. My sweet 16, I will never regret. I wanna know, won't you tell me? I love to stay, yeah. Me down, hey. Take me to the river, put my feet on the ground.
To the bridge now.
Hold me, squeeze me, please me, tease me till I can't. Till I can't take no more, yeah, yeah.
Jones joined by Vernon Black on guitar over there. Going back to, you know, you were hot in high school before you decided to go to college and leaving Stax for, you know, that little sabbatical, I guess, to go to school and learn more about music and such. Were you worried about your career at that point, taking the time off?
The college was always in the plan. I was saving money from ninth grade. I ended up saving $900 in 3 years. The hit record was a surprise in 1962, and I just didn't let it change my course. I was ready to enroll at Indiana in September of 1962. We recorded the record in June, which was a complete surprise, and it became a hit in August, and I still went to school. That's how that happened.
And you you had enough money to buy your own car. And
No, $900. $900 was enough to pay half the tuition for the first semester, $400 for the first and $400 for the second. The car came in after I made Green Onions.
Oh, gotcha.
And got the royalty check at the school.
Okay. And one of the few fellas that...
I was very popular. I had a white 63 Ford Galaxy convertible. I was very popular.
I'm sure. Good looking. Got a car, education, and a hot musician. Well, and then kind of the car, there's a car story behind the MGs, Booker T and the MGs, and how the name mm-hmm. came to be born.
Yeah, I'm still learning about that. My recollection is that this guy, this engineer that engineered the song, Chips Moman, had a British Leyland MG parked outside. Well, it's a little tiny little sports car that he used to do tricks in the snow out there. And I thought it was an MG. I found out later that maybe it was a Triumph. Anyway, we called it Booker T and the MGs after the car.
Okay.
They said, well, we need to name the band Booker T, and looked out the window, the MGs. But I, placed a couple of calls to British Leyland during then, trying to get an endorsement, and they didn't really want to be associated with us. So I determined that the group should be called the Memphis Group.
Gotcha. So there you go. Thank you for sharing all these stories. I don't want to let you go. Green Onion, speaking of that, that was a B-side. It wasn't the first single.
Yeah. Steve Cropp was a guitar player. He went down and pressed it up. We thought it sounded pretty good, and it was a blues. Slow blues in F called Behave Yourself. That when we made it on Volt Records, A side, and just recorded Green Onions because we needed to have something on the other side. Took it down to WLOK in Memphis, and they played it 4, 5, 6 times, and this guy, Rupert Washington, the DJ, just happened to flip it over. They did that. DJs could do that then.
Huh.
And it was Green Onions, and he started getting phone calls for that one. So they had to repress the record with Green Onions on the A side.
And there comes the car, your car in college, from the Royal, your car in college.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. All that followed, yeah.
Well, so of course we want to talk about this new album. It's coming out on the 25th, Sound the Alarm, and so many great guests on here. Mayor Hawthorne.
He's on.
Gary Clark Jr., who, we're familiar with, Pancho Sanchez, Cora Withers, is that the relation to...
Corey Withers, Corey. Bill Withers' daughter,
Okay, and you've worked with him as well as many other greats, and doing all the recording sessions, were Ray Charles, Rufus, Carla, Bill, all in the same room with you? Is that how it worked back then? Everybody doing it at the same time?
In the beginning is how we... And we still do it that way sometimes now. I recorded some of these songs on Sound the Alarm with everybody in the room at the same time. But yeah, with the advent of the new technology, though, you can record anybody anywhere as long as you have an internet line.
And you prefer, though, to have everybody with you?
Actually, I work both ways. I work whichever is most convenient. I have become a little bit of a geek. I went to school at San Francisco State and learned a program called Pro Tools, which changed my way of working with music. I still love the big analog tape machines and the analog tape and have everybody in the room at one time, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so how did you find and approach these younger folks on the CD, such as Mayor Hawthorne and Gary Clark Jr., who, are becoming popular as well?
Maggie, I'm just blindly following this great path that I'm on, and it's leading me to meet these wonderful people. I was friends with Daryl Hall, and Daryl was having a radio show at his house up in New York City, and he invited this guy, Maya Hawthorne, and they were jamming together. I was really impressed. I mean, any young blue-eyed soul singer that can hang with Daryl Hall has got to know what he's doing. Well, Maya was hot, and he came out to California, wanted to be involved, and picked out this song to work on, and that's my path has just been leading me to meet these people. Anthony Hamilton, I met at the Grammys 3 times straight. He was standing right behind me in line waiting for food after the show. And I thought, well, that's a sign. Every year he's standing. So we exchanged numbers and stayed in touch and so on, with Raphael Sadiq. We have a mutual friend, Joss Stone. Joss came over from England. She was a little, dangly leg girl from 16 years old. And I helped her do her first demo. We became friends.
Great.
She introduced me to this guy, Raphael Sadiq,
who's amazing,
in Stockholm.
Wow.
So it's just I'm
all these paths that lead you to the...
And it's working, so I don't want to mess it up.
And Gary Clark Jr., you know, we're a big fan of his, and I know you've performed with him. And
we were playing, we were playing, the two of us, in Cupertino, playing a show for iTunes upstairs. They had a downstairs, and we went downstairs and looked, and there was Gary and a drummer. And we gave him our phone number, and I thought he was a kid trying to make it in the music business, and I gave him a number and said, give me a call if you need anything. And I had no idea he was already a star. he took my number, and we stayed in touch, and just this incredible blues player and singer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that's how we ran into him. Mm-hmm.
There's so many great songs on here. Sound the Alarm, the title track with Meyer Hawthorne. Austin City Blues, the one we were talking about with Gary Clark Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many stories, I'm sure, that could be told today, but we don't want to keep you too long. We're just so happy and so excited to have you join us
here
today.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's been fun being here today.
It's been a pleasure. And Vernon Black?
Vernon Ice Black.
Ice Black, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's all right. It keeps me from...
He's been around too, you know. You've played with quite a few acts out there.
Who has he played with?
Who? Come on.
A minute or two.
Yeah, Aretha.
Herbie Hancock, Aretha Franklin, Mariah Carey, Mays, Frankie Beverly.
Wow.
He was the go-to guy for Mays and Mariah.
Very cool.
He didn't return my call for a long time.
Wow.
I mean, I'm telling on him. I'm telling on him.
Oh,
and I finally
got
him.
Way to go. Gotcha. Well, it's going to be a very hot show tonight. It's Sound the Alarm, Booker T. Thank you so much again. And
you're welcome.
The new CD comes out on the 25th. And again, tonight, things get started at 6:30. It's going to be a great night. 7:30 music with Phil Clark and the Soul, and then Mr. Booker T. Jones and his amazing band tonight.
Rhythm on the River.
Rhythm on the River.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're kicking it off tonight. Great day. So excited to see you again tonight. We'll see you down there. And tell us about this last one you're going to take us out with.
Cool. This is... an opportunity I got as a young man working on the staff writing, as a staff writer at Stax Records. This guy came from East St. Louis. His name was Albert King. He was an authentic blues singer, and I was very excited to try to work with him. And we just were lucky to come up with this song the night before the session. My partner, myself, and William Bell, and it's called Born Under a Bad Sign. Well, I was born under a bad
I began to crawl. It wasn't
look at all. Yeah.